Do you fondly remember blowing the dust out of a golden Nintendo cartridge to get it to work?
Get the dust out of it.
All right, here we go.
Yes, let's get it.
Now the screen's gray.
Aw, man. Or those long nights when you were up late fighting Ganon and you'd hear your mom coming downstairs.
Hello?
That's Mom. Pretend you're asleep.
Wait, pause it. Pause it. Turn off the TV.
Do you think she's
don't
gone?
Make a sound.
I thought I heard two boys down here. Oh, well.
Well, Ben and Pat are here to transport you back to those exhilarating moments as the Hyrule Podcasters! Join the two brothers each week as they play through Zelda games in Nintendo's legendary series. Episodes are filled with color commentary, lightly researched facts, personal anecdotes, and more.
Hyrule Podcasters is available through Anchor on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the Hyrule Podcasters on Facebook and Instagram at Hyrule Podcasters and on Twitter at Hyrule Podcaster.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys, here's to past Bill. Bye.
Hello, and welcome to the, Hello, and welcome to the Bill Slowly Gets Broken to Pieces by Games podcast. Man. You know, obviously I've been, Nuzlocking across the universe, as I do, and I've already lost two Pokemon in that, and that is kind of, you know, normally I wouldn't fucking give two craps about as a rat to turn as we about, but man, my team is just like diabolical, and it's been hard, you know. And losing Pokemon is hard, and then I'm now playing Phantasy Star 2, and I just lost my favourite character, Naya. Now, normally, I'll be honest with you, you know, animal-related humans aren't my favourite things in RPGs. I think we might have mentioned that in an episode a while back. You know, apart from Fran. Fran's awesome. Can't fall Fran. But I really liked Daya. She was an absolute powerhouse. She had her own unique weapon set. You know, looking back on all the clues and all the things that I've been speaking about, you know, the writing was on the wall. She leveled up twice as fast as everyone, although she didn't get buffed at all from that. But every other character seems to level at the same sort of pace. But not nice, she leveled really quickly. Because she's not going to be around for long, basically, you know? It just sucks. Man, two-handed weapon, she had two laser bars. No one else could use laser bars. I lost all of the items she was carrying. All those tri-mates I gave her. It's just hard, man. I didn't want to lose Naya, but she's dead forever. Even the bloody guy at the resurrection shops is like, nah, fuck you guys. No, he's dead. But yeah, I didn't want to believe it. I had to check a guide. Anyway, unfortunately, I've checked a guide. And apparently, there's this. So I'm now on damage control. damage. All the rain water that's normally stored up and dished out by the climate control has just been released everywhere, so the whole world is flooding. This former desert planet, 1,000 years ago, is now flooding. All the irony. Oh, no, I would love that. All you Bibleist enthusiasts. Yeah, I have no idea if what I've just said is really offensive or not. Sorry. But yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it said, you read the guide and it says like, secret control tower's next. It's like, what the fuck is the secret control tower? Yeah, apparently there's a secret control tower in the game where I need to get key cards from. Now, retrospectively, really happy I noticed that in the guide, because otherwise I would have just gone to the dams and just been like, what the hell am I doing? Instead I happened to just got a quick glance at the next spot of where I'm supposed to go to, and apparently it's like a it's like some sort of area hidden in this town, so I thought I'll just come to this town and have a look for it. All the biomonsters are gone, people. Yay, I did my job. Bad news is that the government hate me. They're blaming everything on me. They're saying I've made Mother Brain go crazy, and so they've sent out an army of robots to try and kill me. So, yeah, there's just an army of robots out to kill me. And apparently Kane's good against robots, so I'm using Kane. Kane was on level 1. He died 4 times before I managed to get him off level 1, because he'd get hit and died instantly and then wouldn't gain any experience points. And then the first time I managed to get him to survive the battle, he jumped 5 levels. Yes, because these monsters give out like 300 to 500 XP, depending on how many you get on the screen. Which is pretty good. So yeah, I've managed to get him up to level 13. And then I was getting a bit bored, so I thought I'd just do this. I hope I've got the right town. I don't want to go back and look at the guide. That's the important thing here. No, that's another exit. It just said, I'll go to the town of Pisa, or whatever it's called. Pista. And there's a little area over a bridge as a secret entrance. I don't like the word secret. Hopefully I can find the dungeon anyway before I start work. This control tower, which links down to my brain in one network. Yeah, I know. Stupid control towers. No, this seems to be the top of the town. I'm trying to speak to people as I go around. Biohazards are gone, but the heavy atmosphere of the planet somehow stays the same. Yeah, because everyone's trying to fuck me over. Okay. A dead end square. Oh, I've exited the town. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I'm sure it's in this town. Oh, I remember this place. Good, damn it. It's an unusual looking building. Seems nothing unusual here. Seems nothing unusual here. God damn it. No one's giving any hints. You guys look like the guys in the pictures of The Wanted. Apparently I'm in the band The Wanted. Right, there seems to be nothing else coming out. I'm back here. Oh, Jesus Christ. Where is this place? Sorry, Jesus. Didn't need to use the name in vain. What, bro? I'm extremely suspicious of this area. Oh! Ah! God, why? God, why? Okay, well, this isn't frustrated Bill tries to find the entrance to another dungeon, like Uzo. God, I'm so glad that I wasn't recording that. That was just like, where the hell is this place? There's all these islands. There's no entrance. There's no dungeon. Yeah, apparently you just walk into stuff. Ooh, big team meeting. I don't know. Finally, guys, I'll save you the embarrassment of me trying to find this entrance. I'm going to look at a guide and then see how quickly I die and then maybe grind. Okay, guys. Oh, goodbye, Nye. You were loved. Oh, man, what a bastard game. Nye's death, right? Okay, so this is 1990. This is like our this is the sixth game of the podcast, okay? And they've killed off someone who they've introduced an integral character. A character I couldn't even remove from my party. She was that integral that I wasn't allowed to take her out. It's like, you are using Nye, and you're going to love her. She's going to be great. She hits like... She floats like a butterfly, she stings like a bee. Oh, she's magnificent. And guess what? She's got cat ears. and yeah, then we're going to kill her off. And she's going to turn out to actually have been the bad guy. Obviously, we've got a plot twist going on, like in the last game. Yeah. So... Oh man, hard hitting. So yeah, Final Fantasy VII, what was that? That was 1997. With Aerith's death. Spoilers. Spoilers after the fact. Sorry, patrons. I'm pretty sure I know all the patrons and they've played Final Fantasy VII at some point. So who else? Who died before this? I suppose Tella. Tella was quite a big death. Yeah. Maybe Tella, but then that was still after this game. Can't be. Oh, no, that's Final Fantasy V. Man, is it just Final Fantasy games that kill people? Well, no, obviously fantasies are. And obviously rappers kill people. Yeah, no, I'm drawing a blank. Wow, this is amazing. Like, ah, man, it really punched me in the gut when she died, first time. Yeah, I then had to go through the boss fight again. yeah. Goodbye, Nye. I'll play some sad music at the end. No, I'm not. I'm going to play the great music at the end of this, because the music that I play at the end of this episode is awesome. So, yeah, enjoy this piece of music, guys. I'm going to go to work and do the real grind, the earth grind. No more algo grinding for now. Earth grinding for a bit. See you later, guys. Bye. Good morning, friends, Romans, Patreons, one and all. And welcome to the Deal Has Forgotten to Start the Game podcast. Thingy Mob. Alop. Alop? Alop. Alop. Yes, in case you wonder what Alp is, it's an audio only Let's Play. Alps. Good old Alps. Alps. Where am I? Fantasy Star 2. Let's get this. Let's get the algo going, shall we, people? Resume. And... Where am I? Is that one? Is that Yellow Dam? Ah, it's the Yellow Dam. Oh, yes, I've got some sort of robe. What's the robe? Who's the robe for? I'd assume the amber robe would be for Anna, but who knows? I assume Rolf picks it up. Got a Rolf amber robe. Use. Oh, if he uses amber robe. Nothing happens. Didn't think so. I'll find out later on. Anyway. I am balls deep into the yellow dungeon. We love being balls deep on the show, don't we? And Jesus. Most of these guys are hard as sin. yes, so updates. Where did I leave you last time? I think I left you with the death. Of Nye. Yeah, Nye died, man. What the fuck? Fucking hell, man. Screw you, Sega. What are you trying to do to me, man? Trying to give me bloody anxiety problems. Yes, so Nye perished against Nye first. As it turns out, the humans created Nye first as some sort of weird pseudo-experiment which had no real explanation behind why they were doing it. And Nye first split into two. For some unbeknownst reason, and one was good, one was bad, one decided to start trying to destroy the universe, and the other one did not. One was Nice Knight, who was on our team, but they fought each other, and apparently they can't not exist, if that makes any possible sense whatsoever. Like, one, if one dies, the other dies, so Nye, but no, that doesn't make any sense, because Nye first killed Nye, and then Nye first was still alive when we had to kill her. But if Nye kills Nye first, then Nye dies, because they can't exist alone. What? Fuck you, game. You confused the hell out of me. Anyway, basically, through some really weird, twisted plot device, Nye's dead. Nye is no more. Went back to Peso, and the captain, or I think it's actually the governor. I don't know why. I keep thinking his role's like boss, but he's not. He's the captain, my captain. He's the captain of the ship. Oh, an item. Open. Rolf has found a crist cape. Who wears capes? Anna wears capes, I think. Let's have a look. Anna, equip. Equip Anna. She's got a ceramic cape on. Excellent. Yes, I just picked up a really nice bit of armour for Rudo, which boosted his defence into the 200s. Wow. Son of a bitch. Oh, I love Rudo. No, I'm going to stop saying I love characters, because they keep dying. And God knows how far this game's going to take me. To the edge of sanity and belief. Anyway, so let's come out of this. Let's go to my items. Rolf. Let's get my Christa cape. Christ cape? C-R-Y-S-T. Christ. Yeah, Christ. I'm assuming it's going to be like crystal cape or something. Give to Anna. Yes. Exchange successful. Anna has cape. Right. Ooh, I've got extra lasers actually. Should have sold that. Chris cape. Oh, fuck, I did look at how much I changed. God, her defense is 141, which is quite weak. What was my other cape? Ceramic cape. 141. There's 135. It's a small boost. But a boost, nevertheless, people, is worth two bushes in a tree. What? Two birds in a bush. How many bushes can I get in a tree? Right, anyway. Went back to town. The governor says, Hey, you. You guy. You just saved us all. But guess what? the climate control's gone tits up and is now just releasing all of the rainwater. So we're going to flood. Yes, the big empty lake in the middle has now flooded. So I'm now really confused, because I thought that had dried up because it wasn't raining. Now it's got water in it, everyone's scared. Anyway, then the government of So there's two other planets in this solar system. We're on Mota. There's the Dezo, which is like the ice planet, and then the other planet, which is like the main planet of the first game. Which is where the main government sits. They said, Chris chest. Sorry, that's going to be... Chest is going to be for Kane, I think. Rolf. Oh, no. Rolf can wear it, too. Let's check Kane out. Yes, so the government of... Oh, no, he's got armour, Rolf. Kane. So, it's for Rolf. Excellent. That's what I needed. What's Rolf on? Rolf's defence is 149, so yes, he needs a little bit of a boost to his strength. Chest. Success 149, we boost up to 163. Excellent. Not quite as beasty as Rudo's level. But anyway, so the waters are flooding, so he said, like, you know, there are four dams. You should go and close the dams. And so that's what I'm doing now. I've gone to the first dungeon, collected my four key cards for the dams. Luckily, Anna knew the music thing, which was the puzzle at the end of that dungeon. It was a piano. Touch the piano, teleport you out. Oh my god, I'm going to rant so much about this. Basically, the Climatrol was when Nye died. The control tower, which first of all took me fucking forever to find. It was hidden off to the left of the last town that you come across. And it's just like a little destroyed area. A couple of people mentioned it in town, which is the only reason I managed to find it. And then, oh my god, that place is Teleport City. You teleport from one place to the next, and there's just nothing there. It's a dead zone. I have to concede, I had to use a map. So my blind playthrough of Phantasy Star 2 came to an end that day. Yes. It died. It died in a sea of fire and brimstone. Yeah, that place was an arse hat. I hated it. I hated Uzo more. I should have probably used the map for Uzo. Now I've seen the map of Uzo, I'm like, holy fuck. yeah, so this game's an ass with the dungeons. But anyway, so I've got these four dams. I've done the red dam. It was suggested to do red, yellow, blue, green, I think. Or red, yellow, green, blue. I'll check the map. I'll check the guide before I finish. But yeah, it's suggested, you know, hey, do them in this order. Because then I have a much easier time of it. although, obviously, I could just go any order, because I picked up all the key cards at once. So, went to the red dam. That was fairly straightforward. The yellow dam seems a little bit more complicated. There's these, like, little spiral things I keep walking around. And so I'm trying to get to the middle one now. It should hopefully take me to the final floor. Like I said, I've conceded. I have looked at maps. So I do vaguely know where I'm going, but I'm trying not to like overly study them. And try not to use the walkthrough guide either, because it had a big spoiler about not in it. Which, frankly, I didn't read till after I was dead. But, you know, warning. Warning, fuck faces. can I go down here? Down. Damn touchscreens. It's getting cold as well, folks, so touchscreens are not being friendly to me. I've entered another spiral, and I can see the teleport where I hope... Hopefully this is the right spiral that I've come down. Ah, you bastard. Eyesores. Right, there's this huge... anyone seen Robocop 2? I think it's Robocop 2. Where they make like a big... Like a second Robocop, but it doesn't look human. It looks like that. it kind of looks like Magitek armour. There we go. I assume most people here have played Final Fantasy VI. It looks like a huge Magitek armour, and it is an arsehole. It's an arsehole. Right, I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to sacrifice a Rolf go and use a try, mate. Stupid small menu. And let's fight. Oh man, these eye swords are bastards. So it's like a Nazima thing. It's just like, you know, generic 80s robot. And that should hopefully die on this go. Kane takes it out, and now we start on the eyesore. 8 damage, man. Oh, it's an eyesore. Eyesore, we saw, you saw, who saw. He's an eyesore. Yeah. So that's where I am. I forgot. So the other government of... So the planet, which is not this planet, which is in charge of the solar system of 3 planets, of which I've already described to you, apparently thinks that we're the ones who... are responsible for what happened at climate control and fucking over the planet and making it all go tits up. So all the bio monsters are gone, so we did a good job there, but they've all been replaced. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? That's a welcome enemy. Oh my god, it's called Cooley 61. Wow, Cooley 61. Cooley is a name I'm familiar with, which I'm sure most people are not familiar with. So these, anyway, these government types. I wonder if 17 damage, 14 damage from Anna, 32 from Rolf. Yeah, he doesn't seem that hard. 51 from Rudo. He hits Rolf. Oh, he does a fair bit of damage. 12. Is he going to die? No, he's still alive. Ooh, Cooley 61's a powerful beast. Something's on his own. Okay, he's dead. That was a really cool looking enemy. Is that guy running? That guy's running. Maybe I should run to the train station too. I can't be asked. No, I'm gonna run. Yes, so anyway, government pace, I think we're responsible. So now there are no more bio monsters, there are just tons and tons of robots everywhere fighting me. But yeah, red dam's down, so I'm currently just blitzing my way through the yellow dam. And I'll keep you updated as I take this damn dam down. This damn band is down. Damn, down. Okay. Love you guys.
Do you want to know what this podcast is? I imagine that right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole, Do you believe in fate, listener? Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because we formed opinions on something. Something you can't explain. But you feel it. You've felt it your entire life. You don't know who we are, but we're there. Like a worm in your ears, driving you mad. Podcasters Assemble is everywhere. We are all around you. Even now in this very room. You hear us when you put on your headphones or log into Patreon. You can feel us when you go to work. When driving the deserted roads. You have been blinded from the truth. Like everyone else, you are retained in a prison for your mind. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Press skip. The story ends. You wake up at your job and believe whatever you want to believe. You press play. You stay in Wonderland, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all we're offering you are our opinions, nothing more. No one can be told what Podcasters Assemble is. You must experience it for yourself. The Podcasters Assemble executable code is a production of the We Can Make This Work, probably, network.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work,
probably, network.
Follow us on Twitter
at probably work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.